Hello and welcome to the first ever video edition of the End Zone podcast. My name is Eric Jensen, and today I am joined by my good friend Christian Castain. I was just looking at my phone, by the way, to make you, the lovely listener, to make sure that the live stream was up on Twitter, which it is. It's great. It's a fun-ass time. We're here with Chris, my podcast partner, who I'm seeing his face for the first time. It's like It's like looking into the face of God.
It's
beautiful. It's absolutely wondrous to look into Chris's abnormally small eyes, which surprises me a little bit. No, it's true. You do have abnormally small eyes, but I do too without my glasses. Maybe you should just buy a pair of glasses.
Make your eyes a little...
Yes. Yeah, but glasses hide my eyes. But anyway,
probably wear them for today, and then that would be it. So that would be a waste.
He does have a nicer beard than I do, though, and better hair than I expected.
Normally,
so
I don't.
On
the beard part, normally I don't, but this time I do, just because probably next time we do it, I won't.
Chris is in the midst of good hair season and bobbing back and forth out of a frame. I don't know if he's aware of that, but we got to remember
this
video
show
now.
I'm not on the thing yet.
Oh, I didn't even know that was the case. But anyways, yeah, we'll also be recording this audio-wise, so don't worry. I don't think this is going to be an incredibly regular thing for us. I think that this might be like a once every month or two thing for us, because I'm not sure if I like it or not.
We don't know yet.
But we will be releasing this, of course, on whatever podcasting service you listen to. So go ahead, go to End Zone Pod Twitter. If you're listening to this right now, I give you permission. Go ahead, pause the podcast. All right, good. You paused it. Now head on over to End Zone Pod Twitter and check us out. And you can watch the whole show there in the same audio quality, too, because I'm using my mic tonight. And I think Chris is, too. But I don't want him to touch his because it'll screw up
the... You're too late.
Audio. Yeah. Who knows?
It's in the same spot as it was.
Chris's abnormally large fans loom in the background. They have lived up to expectations, but I've talked for long enough now. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well. Just got done moving last week. Besides that, I'm finally glad we're able to do this. We've been talking about it for quite a while, a couple weeks. So I'm excited that we're finally able to do this, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
and Eric's,
you know, it's good.
And Eric's on the side of the screen looking at his phone.
Yes, I am on the side of my screen looking at my phone. A very good phone it is here. I'm scrolling through Twitter.
I knew that's what he was doing.
I love multitasking. Multitasking is a little bit easier to see through the video show, though. So I guess I have to eliminate that. But anyways, how do I look, Chris?
You look pretty well. You look pretty good.
More or less handsome than you thought.
You have less hair than I do.
What?
You definitely don't have as much hair as I do. But you can tell you haven't combed your hair.
What?
You haven't combed your hair.
Oh. No, I rarely do.
You should.
But no. My hairline.
Before a podcast, you should.
Donnie has made me painfully aware of my hairline, which is really starting to bother me, mentally, because that's my claim to fame is good hair season. And but I think my hair is luscious and great right now. That's where I'll go. You have a better hairline than me, though, so congrats to you.
Hey, at least you gave me credit.
Yeah. All right, well, we didn't come here to talk about appearances.
Yes,
we came here to talk... We came here to talk about football. I can't see myself now, by the way, because I am currently switching to Google Docs. So hopefully I'm smiling into the camera and the folks at home know that I love them. Okay, guys, so let's talk a little bit about the Browns. They made a bunch of moves today. Jarvis Landry for a fourth and a seventh, Tyrod Taylor for a third, Demarius Randle to Green Bay for Kaiser and picks. All right, Chris, let me start with you. Let's start with what I think is the most interesting piece of news. Tyrod Taylor to the Browns. What do you think about it?
Well, first off, I would like to announce that no one heard you the whole time because I had the volume down. That's first off.
Oh.
So that's just some news.
No one heard us?
No one heard you. They heard me because I had your volume down, apparently.
Well, go listen to, if you're just hearing this now, go listen to a podcast at Enzo Podcast on iTunes. Go check it out. I will say, what part didn't they hear? The trades?
The whole thing.
Landry to the...
From the first Dolphins second to the last second.
Dolphins to the Browns. Jesus Christ, really?
Really? I had to make the volume down. Now they can hear you.
Dolphins to the Browns. What the hell am I talking
about? I don't even know what your question was anymore.
Landry traded
Jarvis
to the Browns
Landry,
for a fourth and a second and a seventh rounder. Tyrod Taylor from the Bills to the Browns for a third rounder.
Yes.
And a Demarius Randle to the Browns from Green Bay for DeShone Kizer and picks. Let me start with Tyrod Taylor. What do you think of this move for the Browns?
Well, I think it's a really good move because of what they had to trade away. You didn't have to trade away much to get him, and you didn't use your... Most importantly, you didn't use your first or second round draft pick. I think as long as they didn't use either one of those picks in a trade, the first or the second rounders, I think it was a success. Now, as far as if they used the first or the second, we would have to think about it before we said that. But I think this was a pretty good success for the Browns. And for the Bills, on the other hand, it isn't awful, but it's not the best trade that I could have foreseen them doing because... Now, you can pretty much ensure they're going to draft Lamar Jackson probably with that 21st or 22nd overall draft pick.
Yeah, indeed. You know, I think that the Bills, it's obviously not an amazing move for the Bills. I don't necessarily agree with it. But guess what? Let me tell you right now that... I don't really know. Sorry, folks. This is bad podcasting by us. Just for today, though, once we get this figured out, I'm watching this on my phone, making sure it switches. Yes, it did switch. Thank God. All right. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, we got to figure out. Pierce knows how to, like, make it split, like, two people on the... We got to figure that out for next time. But anyways, yeah, Tyrod Taylor... To the Browns, I think it's good for the Browns. Although I don't think that's the end of their quest for Kirk Cousins. I think they added Jarvis Landry, and I think they can say now, "Hey, look at this stud wide receiver we got. We have a good wide receiving core. We have no problem benching Tyrod. Come to Cleveland, come play for us." And it wouldn't shock me if he ended up in Cleveland this year. But I know it would probably shock you. So what do you think about the Landry trade? I personally think he's overrated.
I think he's overrated in general as far as how people talk about him. But for what the Browns traded for him, he's not. I think that was a pretty great trade in general. For what I just said about them not trading away that first or second round draft pick, either of the three. So as far as that goes, I don't think the Browns overrate him, if that's where you're going with this. And but as far as how we talk about him, yeah, we overrate him some. I think that's pretty clear.
Yeah, I know. So people are commenting on our on our Twitter stream. I honestly gotta figure out how to multitask this to figure this out, because at some point we're gonna actually like need to figure this out to how to multitask.
Well, this is our first time ever doing this.
So. Yeah, it's a little bit different. But yeah, so the Browns overall. Let me ask you this, Chris. Yep. Are they any better after these moves? And do you trust that they'll win more than two games this year?
Yeah, I think. Now, it's too early because they haven't drafted their quarterback yet. But as of right now, I'll say I think they're going to win more than two games. If they don't, then Hugh Jackson should be fired. They have way too much talent to be losing or winning less than six games, in my opinion. So unless they fell at drafting a quarterback, I think they should win more than six games. They should be an 8-8 team. Now, will they? Probably not, because that's Browns like to not win more than four games. So, should they? No. Should they? Yeah. Will they? Probably not.
Yeah, I think that with the Browns, like, for me, I gotta see it before I believe it. I do this every year. I fall into the trap. You and I have done this for a whole year now, so you know a little bit about what I said about them in the offseason last year, which was I was like, oh, hey, they might win 10 games. They might challenge for a playoff spot. They look kind of frisky. And then they go 0-16. I do this every year. I buy into the hype. Until I see it, though, not this year. I'm done believing in the Browns until I see them do what they need to do, which is win those games. I don't believe in him. I think Hugh Jackson's a terrible coach. I think he needs to get fired. I hope they start out 0-4 so they get rid of Hugh Jackson, because I think John Dorsey's a good GM, and I think they've got it set a little bit for they've got it set on the player personnel side for a little while at least. I think this also guarantees that they take Saquon Barkley with the first overall pick now that they have a bridge quarterback.
Well, first off, I thought they were going to do that anyway. I thought in the first place he's the best player in the draft.
That's well, you know I didn't think that.
Yeah, no, you didn't, because you kept on telling us you didn't think they were going to take Saquon Barkley as the number one overall pick. But anyway, most of us have been saying that, except for you, for a very long time, they're going to take Saquon Barkley as the number one overall draft pick. But I think the interesting thing will be to see what they do with the fourth overall draft pick. And I see the chat screen, but I can't read it right now. But anyway.
I don't see anything happening on it. Don't worry.
I do. but anyway.
Oh, hold on. I figured this
you're
out.
You're making me lose my thought now. Now it's back on.
This is bad podcasting. For those of you listening to the audio, we're very, very sorry.
Yeah, this is kind of pathetic. But as far as audio goes, but anyway, who do you think they're going to draft at with the number four overall draft pick? That's most important.
I like Josh Allen a lot. I don't think they'll take Josh Allen. I'm going to go... they're going to have their pick, because I think the Giants will take whoever they take at number two, but I think Rosen or Darnold will be the guy.
So you do think they are drafting a quarterback at number four overall?
Yeah, I do think they are drafting a quarterback at number four overall. I think they'd be foolish not to. Tyrod Taylor is obviously a bridge quarterback. And I think that if he can do what he does the best he can, I think they can develop a quarterback underneath him. I do think if they draft a quarterback number four, he won't be starting week one. But I do believe he will get some starts in the season. I believe they'll probably ride with Tyrod Taylor for the first 4 weeks, get the rookie's legs under him, and then about a quarter way through the season, make a transition to the new rookie quarterback, as we've seen so many teams do recently.
Well, first off, let me just say that I did not take your take, Matt. I did not take that take from you. And secondly, my accent is not fake, Brian.
Okay, well, this will make no sense to the people listening to the podcast tomorrow.
No.
But we are getting comments, apparently. Although, I can't see them on my
You're
screen.
Not on,
which
are
is
you
a
on
little
Periscope?
Bit weird.
Are you full? Pull it?
Yeah, I'm on the. You're a lot less doughy on your own podcast. Whoa! Shots fired. Pierce just called you fat, which is sad.
Brian wanted a shout out as well.
Brian wanted a shout out, he said. Well, guess
no,
what?
No,
shout
no,
out.
No, 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 no. Brian, well, Brian was calling out Matt about a shout out. That's what I was saying.
Well, Brian can get on the podcast and get on our level at some point in his career.
He's got to come on and fix his Discord first.
We got to figure that out. I feel like he'll be a great podcast guest. This is awful podcasting to those of you with hearing right now. We terribly apologize.
We might not even post this on Podbean.
Yeah, we may not put this on Podbean. So, this may be a video only show just because, which I hate doing because, like, I don't know. I really like posting audio podcasts. We will still post this on Podbean, but please forgive us. The next time we do one of these Twitter audio live shows, we will
refigure
put it on Podbean.
We'll refigure some things, yeah. This is our first
time
ever.
But this is a test round. All right, Chris, let's move on to college basketball, some big games. I'll let you take over here.
Well, where do we want to start off at? Do we want to start anywhere you like? Do we want to start with picks?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind starting off with picks.
Sure, let me pull the games up because I surely don't remember all the games. Right now we have USC up on Oregon, 29-23. And as far as games tomorrow, there's a lot of championship games that we'll be picking right now. Let's start with the first game that came up on my screen, SEC semifinals between Alabama and Kentucky. Who do you have?
I'm taking Alabama. I used to take Kentucky, but Colin Sexton is just too hot right now. Dropped 25, I believe, in his first game, and then 31 today. He's too hot right now, and I think Alabama has a real shot to upset Kentucky and then a real shot to contend for the SEC title. I obviously could see Kentucky winning this, but I do believe, in fact, that Alabama will win tomorrow. Remain hot. What do you think?
I have Alabama winning this. Well, excuse me. I'm going to take that back. Let me take back what I was saying. I have Kentucky winning this game. I just think this whole bracket was set up for Kentucky in general. They put a good beat down on Georgia today. That was pretty ugly, so I'm taking Kentucky.
It's Georgia basketball, but okay.
Yeah, well, that's besides the point. But I'm taking Kentucky either way. All right, Nate, next game on the great podcasting. Arkansas at 13, Tennessee. Who do you got?
Oh, I'm taking Arkansas all day. I've been taking Arkansas the entire time. I've been taking Arkansas the entire time. And they showed out against Florida. You doubted them there. They're going to prove you wrong again against Tennessee. Tennessee's a good team, and I love the way they work. But I have to take Arkansas here. Woo pig! If our good friend Josh is watching, I'm ready to see Arkansas get a shot to go for the title.
Yeah, you've been saying that all season. I'm taking Arkansas as well in an upset. No real particular reason behind it. I'm not going to say there's a real reason behind it. And Tennessee will probably win the game, but I'm going to take Arkansas in an upset. All right, our next game will be number 21th ranked Houston at 11th ranked Wichita State. Who do you got in the semifinals?
Who? Houston, Wichita?
Yeah.
Of course, I got to go with my guys at Wichita here. I think that Wichita looks like a team that they're ready to go, you know?
Eric's like, distracted about me.
did you send that?
No, I'm just saying you're distracted by me.
Who sent that?
Because you're sitting there staring at the side of your screen.
Bad podcasting bias. But anyways, who were the teams? Jesus
Houston.
Christ, come on.
And Wichita
State.
We
got a comment that says, I hate Eric Jensen. Well, I love you. I don't let the haters get to me.
Houston and Wichita State.
Badass.
Who do you got?
Oh, I'm taking Wichita State, obviously. Come on. Dumb question.
Well, you asked me who.
Next one.
Yeah, let me pick them first. I'm going to take Wichita State as well. I don't think it'll be a very close game. But besides that, let's move on to our next game to pick between number in the finals of the Big 12, Western Michigan and, oh my gosh, I said Western Michigan. I meant West Virginia and Kentucky and Kansas. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I'm all about Kansas. I've been all about Kansas since the beginning, and I'm really excited to see what they end up doing here against Western Virginia. I think it's going to be a great game, really close, really competitive, and yeah, I'm really excited to see what they do.
I've got Kansas as well in this game. I just don't. This game might be one of the more uncompetitive games of the season. Moving on to our next game. Welcome to Great Podcasting, guys.
GreatPodcasting.com brings you End Zone Podcast. We have
Providence it's not as much for Phil, but Providence and Villanova. Who you got?
I'm gonna take.
Do not take Providence, please.
Ah, jeez, they look so good tonight, though. I think it's gonna be a really tight game, but Nova has won tight games this year. I'm taking Nova, but I do think it's gonna be a tight game. Nova wins by no more than 7 points. I'm taking Villanova.
I have Villanova as well. I don't think it's gonna be competitive as you do. I think it's probably gonna be a 5 to 10 point game, but I still think it'll be somewhat competitive. I don't think any Big East team's gonna beat Villanova this season. I think they're winning it all. So there you go. Let's see any other meaningful games.
Meaningful games.
Yeah. Let's go St. Joe's at Rhode Island.
Oh, you're totally glossing over the ACC.
There's no ACC games tomorrow.
Yeah, there is.
Well, they're to be determined. We don't know what they are.
No, yeah, it's set. It's
announce it then.
At 6:30 p.m. Mountain Time, 8:30 Eastern, North Carolina will play Virginia, and I'm taking North Carolina here. I've said this for a while now. I think Virginia's due for an upset. I honestly think the best thing that could happen to them going into the NCAA tournament is to lose this game so they can get that one loss off their back and come back with a fresh slate into the NCAA tournament. I truly do believe North Carolina can win this game. And I think if North Carolina wins this game, you have to look at them as a real threat for a one seed. Just because of the way that, yes, they have had some bad losses, but the way they have played the second half of the season with limited talent, won big games against Duke, I think that you have to consider North Carolina a one seed if they win the ACC tournament.
Well, they would clearly they'd have to win the ACC tournament. Let me get the screen. That's no doubt for that. I mean, they'd have to win the ACC tournament, and I just don't think they're a number one seed in general. I just think they've lost too many of those games. There's other teams that are just more deserving of that number one seed than North Carolina. I thought the same thing about Kansas, but I think they're on their way to win their tournament, so I think they'll get it. As far as North Carolina goes, like I said, I'm not ready to give it to them yet. Virginia's going to win the game. All right.
Did we cover the ACC, the Big 12,
yes,
the Big East, the SEC, the Pac-12?
Yes, Pac-12 is yet.
Final one. Unfortunately, I did pick last night correctly. I took Oregon, and indeed they did beat Utah. Sad day. Utah will not make the tournament.
The NIT?
Well, they won't make the actual real tournament.
That's a real tournament.
All right, whatever.
Is the NIT?
Let me take over this one. Switch to me.
You're on there right now.
Running? Let me tell you a little bit about Arizona. Barely squeaked away in the final seconds of overtime to beat UCLA. They will play either USC or Oregon. I think if Oregon makes it, there is a real shot for an upset. Same with USC. I'm taking Arizona just to be safe. But both those teams, there is a high percentage chance of an upset, in my opinion.
I will disagree with you there. Well, I'll give you USC. I think if USC makes it into that second round, which it looks like they probably will, based off of what we've seen right now. But if it's Oregon, I just don't see. I don't think they have a chance. I'm going to take Arizona. On the other hand, if it's USC, I think it's meant to be for USC to upset Arizona, and they would obviously be a lock to make the tournament. But I mean, he'd be a lock anyway. And another game we have not talked about, the Cincinnati Bearcats face up against some team that we probably don't care about.
Memphis.
Is it Memphis? Yes, it is Memphis. Who do you got?
Taking Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Taking, yeah, that'll be it. All right, I think that does it.
I'm taking Cincinnati as well, by the way.
That does it for this edition of the End Zone Podcast, correct?
Yes, of course. You can be sure to follow us at EndZonePod on Twitter. We do have a bracket running right now. $10, bid in.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I will put the link to that in this podcast if you're listening to it via audio. We will send out the Twitter link again tomorrow. We'll be heavily advertising this up until Sunday, Monday, all the way up until the brackets really close. I'm in it. Chris is in it. Come play. Come have a good time. $10, that's the final prize. I mean, I'm gunning for $10, so I'm ready to go.
Obviously, I can't win it because I'm in. But,
So if Chris wins, second place gets a prize. So that's even an even better chance.
Sure, we didn't talk about this, but yeah. There you go. There's your good answer. My freaking thing fell off. But yeah, of course, follow us on the End Zone Podcast or End Zone Pod on Twitter. Eric at Eric18Utah. Me at ChrisPSF. And that's pretty much it. You got any final words?
Yeah, go to Audacity and let's stop this recording when I say goodbye. All right, guys, we will see you on selections.
Now, that's pretty bad. You shouldn't do that.
What?
What do you tell me to end the Audacity? What?
Not right now. Wait. Did you just end it?
No. But you said end Audacity when I say goodbye.
No. Chill out. Okay. What we're going to do is we'll be back Selection Sunday. It'll be a lot of fun. Until then, peace out, guys.
Peace out. Yeah. You didn't say goodbye, but you said close enough. All right. Ended that.